Forget about tomorrow. Feeder. Right. Listener, I'm talking to you now. Have you seen these posters around with me and Steve on it, right? It's embarrassing, right? We were mucking around at a photo session and XFM wanted to do some posters. We couldn't be bothered to do them again, so we let him have this one. Irony comes back to haunt you, and it looks like I think I'm Simon Templar or summer, and Steve's all right. But we think that Carl should be in it.
Definitely.
Carl doesn't want to be in it, but it looks like everyone listens to this show for Carl's basically, you know, innocent stupidity and some great tracks.
Exactly.
They don't listen for us anymore, no. Steve. So I think it should be a campaign to get Carl on the poster.
Yeah. Well, I should point out that I think XFM are more than happy to have him on the poster.
So it's just him?
You don't want to be on there, do you?
There's no need for me to be on it.
Of course there is.
Why not?
I get so many emails here as I'm sat during the show reading them. So many emails saying, what does Carl look like?
Well,
I want pictures of Carl.
If you go to xfm.co.uk/Ricky, we've got those film bits on there, those video mock-ups where I'm part of it. You can sort of...
That's not enough, Carl. People want to see your face. You're part of the show. You're an intrinsic part of the show.
Yeah, we'll get you on the poster. Why?
It'll be too much on a poster. They can only take in so much.
What do you mean?
They can only take in so much?
Yeah, it's good with two people.
No.
It's enough.
So what are groups do then?
Well, they haven't...
It's like Ringo Starr is being left off the cover of Sgt. Pepper.
Yeah. Or Rutherford doesn't get in a look in with Genesis.
Exactly.
Well, you know,
which would be outrageous.
Yeah. I'll say, oh, sorry, Tony Banks. You can't be in this one.
Yeah.
It's just me and you will be very. You see, you look like the Collins,
yeah,
so you've got to be in
I
there.
I don't photograph that well either.
You're joking. Is it because the shine, you look like a little cue ball because it just shines off the top?
A lot of people as well, you should dispel the myth. A lot of people think for some reason that you're fat. A lot of people say to me, is he fat?
No, but that's because they haven't got much hair, so it looks like my head's big.
No, they haven't even seen you. They just think from listening to the show that you're fat.
That's because you're northern. They think you just eat chips and complain about the weather.
Well,
complain about the south.
I just think you could answer a lot of your critics.
Yeah. But then you see what I don't like about this world. A lot of people judge people on the way they look.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
hey.
You do.
If only more people thought like that, Steve.
But Carl, you judge people on the way they look.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. But I couldn't with me, could I? Because I don't know what I look like.
What?
If I was listening to me on the radio, I wouldn't be able to say, oh, he's a, you know, blah, 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 and slag me off and that, because I don't know what I look like. And I quite like that. Do you know what I mean?
I lost.
I don't know what
absolutely
you're talking about.
Lost.
It just believe me, right? I'm right on this one. It's best if you leave it.
Well, we're not going to leave it. We're going to get you on the poster.
Yeah.
I mainly have to see myself on videotape this morning.
I showed him. The animal show I did, the show.
Yes.
I'm doing a video and I did behind the scenes footage. And I've got you've seen it, haven't you?
I feel a bit of Carl on there, isn't there?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's lovely. He can't believe it. He said, is it playing slow? Because he's so slow. When I come into the office, he's going, all right. That's how you
and
talk.
And my head as well. I look like I'm looking into a spoon. I'm not happy with it.
I just think that if we're willing if Ricky's willing to use his celebrity profile for the sake of the show,
yeah.
I'm willing to look like a, you know, let's say a fairly handsome, kind of cool customer. I think at least, the very least, Carl, is that you appear on there as well.
Yeah.
You could dress up
smart.
Are you
worried that you'll look the worst out of all three of us?
Who am I standing next to? Am I next to Steve? I'm fairly confident.
Yeah.
I like the way it's so predictable. You pull the string because you know what it is. It's
you pull the string.
My neighbour had a horse in her house. It does work. Honestly, it works.
Okay, yeah. Right? Okay. Don't bother explaining it.
You
just
ready?
Play it.
Right,
yeah.
So here's the. Here it is.
We're just gonna do it.
Head horse in a house. Right.
What in God's name was that?
Yeah, name the six songs.
Head house.
Huh?
Are we naming the artists or the songs?
Either.
Artists.
Anyone who gets anything can get a prize.
What's
geez.
More come?
Artists, here we go.
Head house. That's tricky, Carl. That's very hard. Once more.
Head house.
Email in ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. I'll give it
another letdown.
Give
another
it
letdown.
It's brilliant, this.
Look,
No. How can you just say that after I've just been stuffing grapes in my face and that?
Well, you didn't get one burger in, right? Even when you tried to chop it up, there's three, right? So that's it. Well, Steve, out of the goodness of his heart, went to McDonald's, okay? I got some grapes at 62.
That's got nothing to do with this, though. This is my game show here. Bob Olmos didn't say, yeah, Blockbusters is good, but I never see him eating grapes. So this is a different thing, forget that, right? Here's the clips again, here's the clips.
Wow. Oh, you know, I said I was going to turn over a new leaf and not criticise your ideas. I think it's the end of this one, mate.
Oh, is that a gun?
It's atrocious. Ricky Dr. Vase at xfm.co.uk. If you've got any idea.
Dandy Warhols, We Used to Be Friends. That is Carl's favourite record of the year.
He gets one
play a year, and he chose that.
That's what he chose.
It's all right, but I mean, that favourite track, isn't it? He played that. That was Carl's choice.
Just something new.
On XFM 104.9. Don't worry, we've got some really good stuff coming up later with me and Steve.
If you're from the 70s, you might like it.
You see that he's getting too cocky, isn't he?
It's arrogant.
It's sort of like, we've tried giving him something in his life. He's got, you know what I mean? He comes in and tells us this sob story of just like a trail of failures. And we've said, Carl, come under our wing, right? He just started picking up on him. A few other people's like, and then he does that. He fails at the burgers, he fails at the grapes. He will not trust us with, you know, what we want to do. I don't know what more we can do. It's like I've saved a mouse from a cat's jaws and it turned around and bit me.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a brilliant analogy. It's a bit like we were trying to give you something that you could care about, that you could be passionate about, that would somehow give a meaning to your life.
You would be in the Guinness Book of Records alongside, I mean, Bubble. Bubble failed. Do you want to be Bubble? Do you want to be Bubble? Or do you want to be the bloke with the milk bottle on his head?
Exactly.
Who's in there?
The guy who ate the watches.
Yes! Now, I've got an idea, Carl, because you're getting all stressed out. I don't know what it is. You're getting funny. I don't know what it is. I don't know what...
Because you're annoying me.
Wow, you say that.
It started midweek.
I don't think I annoy anyone else, so it's just you on that. So, I thought maybe we could all three of us go away to a little health farm for a weekend, just get like a triple room.
Right, and that isn't happening.
Why?
You've just reminded me because you've been annoying me. Steve started getting on your case, you know, sort of ganging up on me. I'll tell you now, Steve, I just forgot. Remember a couple of weeks ago, you said to me that my pub quiz team is rubbish.
Yeah.
Right, well, it doesn't matter anymore because you're not part of it this time.
That's bad. That's bad, because it's interesting you say that, Carl. Carl, you say that because I tell you this, I found someone, mate, who could be filling that tricky fifth member. I wanted to test him out this week, mate. On your team.
Test out on your team. Because I'll tell you what this is like. I don't know if you're familiar with Paul Ince, who used to play with Man United, right? But everyone used to say he's the governor, right? Even the players used to call him the governor, right? And Alex Ferguson at Man United was like, I'm not having this.
Yeah.
I'm in charge here. And he got rid of him. And that's what's happened. You were moaning the other week, saying your team's rubbish, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how you do on your own. Right?
Oh. He's turned, isn't he?
I'll be honest, Carl. I'd like to be on your team.
Well, sorry, Paul Ince. You'll have to go and join Middlesbrough, or wherever it is it's gone to.
Carl, what can I do to get back on your team?
It's not happening. I've already filled your boots.
Don't let him have the upper hand, Steve.
No. Wait a minute. I'll tell you what always annoys me, though. Ricky spends most of the show slagging you off, right, having a go at you, annoying you in the week, squeezing your head, making you eat burgers, right? But you always take out on me. I'm the one who always gets the insults. I'm the one who's now relegated from your team. You see, this is the thing. You're just as bad as him, really, because you're siding against me because you know that I'm willing to take it. The truth of it is this. You know that Ricky Gervais is keeping you in burgers and grapes, metaphorically speaking. He's the one that's got you in Heat magazine.
I just spat all over your new Guinness Book of Records.
You see?
Get me a tissue.
He's just squirted tea, laughing all over your Guinness Book of Records.
You made me laugh.
I'm going to get the flak for that.
No, it's because you made me laugh when I was drinking, because you went, it's like that, and it made me laugh, and I spat.
I just think it upsets me that you never pick on Ricky, you never ever go in, because you know he's the one who's raised your profile and made you a little bit of a celebrity.
We've missed one here. Using his teeth, Raman Andiapan, right? Husked a coconut.
He did what?
He husked a coconut. He's the fastest coconut husker in the world.
What does that mean?
I don't know. He pulls husks.
What's that?
Look at his little mice.
What's a coconut husking?
He pulls the husk off. Look at Carl just with his head down. Carl, come on. What's the matter?
Because that cost me 20 quid.
I know. Well, I'll tell you all right. I'll
tell you all over the world's smallest man.
What if I stood him next to the world's biggest man?
Right, I'm in a bad mood now.
Oh, dear. Yeah, you haven't got a team? Steve, I'll sort you out. Come to me. I'll sort you out.
Seriously, I found someone who would help you win this week, Carl. And now, I was going to tell you about it, and now...
Steve, you can be on my team this week. And I know something about the quiz that Carl doesn't know. So...
I'll tell you, I just think that it's so ungrateful. Whatever. So ungrateful.
Right, song's a phrase. Just give it a couple more plays. Email in. We'll pick a winner soon. Ricky.Gervais, xfm.co.uk.
Well, this is rubbish this week. No one knows it because it's rubbish. Steve was right.
There's six songs there, so if you know what they are, just...
That's the end of that, I think. That's the end of songs of phrase.
Email in.
I think. That's the last week for that.
Okay, well, why didn't he give us some monkey news? Is it monkey news time?
Come on, monkey news.
We'll play a song and we'll...
No, let's play a song. Oh, it's a great track.
Cheer up, Carl.
Waiting for an Alibi by Thin Lizzy.
What year was it? Doesn't have to be new.
It's brilliant.
What year was it out?
Oh, Einstein wasn't new when he came up with the greatest theory ever. Oh, how old are you? You're not new. Waiting for an Alibi by Thin Lizzy on XFM 104.9. Right, okay, just... This is... Oh. With all the trauma in the world, I thought we'd come on to a little bit, and he's just brought it right down. Little mank twat whinges. No, but I mean, do you know what I mean? He's had a go at you. He's thrown you off his team.
I'm devastated by that. That was the one thing I was looking forward to this week.
To be fair, you were looking forward to telling him you were taking over the team, so it's sort of poetic justice. Well, it has blown up in your face, to be fair.
True, I was trying to squeeze him out of his own company.
Yeah, you were going to try and get him out of his team.
Yeah, well,
it was a hostile takeover, and they clubbed together.
To be honest with you, there's normally three regulars on his team. I'd got two of them on my side, one of which is his girlfriend. So, I only had to work on him to try and get him to resign, and we'd have been away. Still... Mm. You know, we should give the prizes away.
Yeah, well, this has been dreadful, this thing. We started off well with him trying to force burgers in his mouth, and then he come up with this tat. I mean, this is the end of this, because it's... I mean, it was shoddy to start with, no little deal couple, but this is not only... I'm just saying,
this is what I was saying in the pub yesterday when you tried to be sick on my leg. I was saying, come up with new ideas if you don't like them, but you diss them on air.
Well, it's just disappointing, isn't it? And honestly, what's that?
I was disappointed when I was choking before.
We were disappointed as well.
Yeah, you didn't try. You didn't try with the grapes. You were just like chewing on that. You meant to just throw them in and swallow them.
Song's a phrase. It was six songs. It sounded like this.
Boring. Right, what are they? Just give your answers.
Six songs there. We had Lionel Richie, My Destiny for My.
Tricky.
Neighbour.
Oh, that's XFM.
Ooh. My neighbour was,
Space.
Space. Yeah. Neighbourhood. Mm. Had. Ari Connick Jr. Had to be you.
Yeah. Right.
Had. My neighbour had. A horse.
Horse from America. America, yeah.
Had a horse. In was Lisa Sansfield with,
Pathetic.
In All the Right Places.
Oh, pathetic. Did anyone get that?
No one got that.
Animals. That was pointless.
All right, well, the most anyone got was three, and so we're going to give it to Deborah, and that's possibly Deborah and Kate. They got at least three of those, so well done.
Okay, well done. Yeah, there's prizes on the way. That's the end of that.
Well, do you want to do some, give some stuff away?
I suppose so, Carl. We could, yeah.
Yeah, set it up. Set it up.
What is it? What? Which of your many competitions is this?
Song's a phrase.
Talking of competitions, I remember last week there was a big argument that Carl kicked Steve off the team because he was getting a little bit uppity and trying to take it over.
Pub quiz, isn't it?
Pub quiz, yeah. But then you let him back in, didn't you?
Well, he was all right. He came to me afterwards and said, you know, you're not going to kick me off, are you? And I said, well, yeah.
He came back sort of, I suppose, begging. He sort of, was it embarrassing or...?
Well, no, it's just, you know... He learned his lesson. He realises he overstepped the mark, like you have this week.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We've all learned a lesson.
Yeah, we've all learned a lesson. But I won the quiz, didn't I, and you didn't?
Well, that doesn't matter. No. The thing is...
I won all the money, didn't I?
Please bear in mind, it's taking part of the counts, Rick.
Yeah, sure. I wasn't winding you up in the quiz, though, was I?
And your team was older.
Yeah.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
You've got a collective age, your team, of about 300.
No, one of them is only... one of them's actually five, but she's just aged a lot.
I think when I took the 11+, we were all around the same age. That's what I mean, right? Your team was a lot older. What was our average age, would you say?
Average age, probably 30.
Right.
Yours, at least 41.
No.
Definitely.
No.
Definitely.
Only two of us were 40 and three were about 30.
No, rubbish.
Yeah.
Who's 30?
Martin, Glenn. Oh, Glenn's about 36, yeah. Yeah. About 30. But
it all helps, doesn't it?
And yeah, it helps.
And you've all got...
Anil's under 30. And Anil's under 30.
And you've got a better general knowledge.
Yeah. We were cheating. Yeah. We knew more.
You just knew more stuff.
Yeah. That's not allowed, is it?
Proper quiz time.
I wasn't winding you up, though, when I won. I wasn't gloating or anything, was I?
No, that's all. When you kept sort of counting it in front of me and...
Like he hasn't got enough cash already, Carl.
How much was it? How much was the prize?
I can't say. It'd be gauche. Right.
Is that tax-free, that money?
Yeah, it's a prize, isn't it?
Is that true, though? Is that how it works?
I think so. Prize money, isn't it? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, right, otherwise, I assume you'll be declaring that.
Yeah, I will, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be paying tax on that.
Yeah.
Because you know where people... I mean, the taxman could contact you via XFM at any time just to check that if you wanted to.
Sure.
Clocks. Coldplay, XFM 104.9.
In fact, can I just plug something?
Go on.
Because you can hear Coldplay live tonight from 7 o'clock, the whole Earl's Court gig on XFM from 7.
Blimey.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
To Coldplay.
To Coldplay.
Yay! Happy Easter.
Happy egg. Well, that's about it from us, isn't it? I didn't miss Carl at all.
I didn't miss Carl. I felt we worked harder, we did a better show without him. I think he's dead wood.
Well, I think that we should, tell him that we don't need him. If he turns up, it's fine. If not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that will wind him up.
Oh, he'll be livid.
If you could send... Oh, could you send Carly emails saying to Ricky or someone, because he gets all those, doesn't he? Or to Carl, saying, the show was better without Carl.
Yeah.
Can you please do that for us? We'll tell him the truth. He'll hear it. He'll come back and hear it. So we know it's a wind-up. But I just want to see his crushed little face Monday. Is if you can send as many emails as possible saying, this show was better without Carl, I will be grateful. And I promise I'll tell him the truth next week. Do you think I can do that for us?
I think so.
Is it carl.pilkerton@xfm.co.uk?
Yeah. And it's Carl with a K.
Yeah, and send some to me because he'll read those next week as well.
Yeah, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Yeah, just say send some to me as well. And pass them on.
And to the head of XFM.
Oh, yeah, what's his one?
Yeah,
because we won't get in trouble because obviously Andrew's listening, so he knows it's a joke.
But Andrew.phillips@xfm.co.uk.
In fact, could you send a load?
Marketing manager Charlotte Soussan.
Yeah, Andrew.phillips@xfm.co.uk. Just saying, it's so much better without Carl because it's got a bit self indulgent. He just does his same old stuff about Auntie Nora farting, and it's not big and it's not clever. and the man's a fool. Yeah, so if you do something like that, make stuff up as well. Thanks very much. Happy egg.
Happy egg indeed. Can I just end with a tune?
Yeah,
Ed Harcourt. I don't know if you've listened to his current album.
Yeah, new album sounds good.
Some nice treats on there. And this is one called The Birds Will Sing For Us. It's a nice way to end.
See you later. Cheers.
Happy Easter.
Do the email thing. Egg. Blur, Out of Time on XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant. Carl Pilkington.
Yep.
Steve's a bit quiet. He's got a bit of a sore throat.
Oh, a bit of a sore throat. Murder all week. It's been murder, Rick.
We couldn't work all this week.
No, I've been off sick.
Steve's been in Bristol. Carl, you're not impressed.
It's just I don't understand why having a sore throat.
He's done you.
Right, what if the sore throat was so painful it was like you've got broken glass and razor blades in your throat? You can hear now that I'm not even speaking from down in the throat. I'm speaking from the very top of it like that. So it sounds a bit weird.
But you're right.
What?
Your hands are all right, aren't they?
Yeah, but we talk when we're writing, don't we? I can barely talk. It was agony. I couldn't sleep because it was so painful. Even when I was just lying there, motionless, it was hurting.
I just was surprised because we got back off holiday and called Ricky and said, all right, is Steve all right? And he said, he's had to go back home or something and he's stayed there because he's got a sore throat.
Yeah.
I didn't understand why you can't, just go home. I mean, how old are you?
What?
I don't understand why you've got to be at your mum and dad's when you feel
ill. I happen to be at my mum and dad's. My mum and dad's. Now I'm talking like you. When this sore throat really kicked in, so I thought I may as well stay and get a bit of the creature comforts of home.
Do you know what I pictured though when he told me?
See, my parents aren't like yours, Carl. Your father would have popped down to the phone box and maybe looked to see if there were any kind of throat lozenges. Yeah. Whereas my mum phones at the doctor first thing she can. I'm straight down there with my dad. They're snapping into action. They're trying to sort me out.
It's a bit like that Ronnie Corbett thing, isn't it?
Sorry.
That sorry thing.
You're right, Carl. Yes, you're absolutely right. It's just like that.
Oh, no, dear.
It's just because
you just went on holiday with your parents.
Well, not with mine.
No,
with Suzanne's, and it won't be happening again.
Thin Lizzy. Boys are back in town on XFM 104.9. Right, we are back in town. Me, Steve, and Carl. Carl's on holiday.
Steve's been living with his mother because he had a sore throat, and I've been hobbling around still trying to keep things going.
Do you know why I think I was ill? Stress. I genuinely think it was stress. I'm analysing
it. What do you think of that, Carl?
But I'll tell you what it is. Look, think about it though. We live in London. We got the war, the threat of terrorist activity.
That's where I live. I'm all right. Next one.
We got SARS.
One.
Yeah, but you can walk to work. I got to travel on the tube. I came in this morning. I saw a Chinaman sneeze. I was terrified. S Club 7, they've split up. I mean, I worry about those sort of people. They're young kids. They're talented guys. I mean, they say they're going to be all right. I'm not sure Tina is. I'm not sure she's got the talent. So there's just so many elements.
I remember you were worried about hearsay. Kim Marsh is doing all right.
Kim's doing fine, but she got out early.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not sure the rest of them will be. You know, no. I'm just...
They're quite emotional.
I've got to worry about the show. I've got to be worried about this, you know.
It's just me. I've never been that good when, like, anyone in the family's ill or anything. I've just got... Just because that's the way I am, do you know what I mean? If I'm ill, I don't expect people to run about.
No, well, I've never been off for being ill. I mean, you were. Did a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, but that's...
But hang on, I've not missed either of the shows. I'm ill today, but I'm still here. You took a... I seem to remember you took a show off when you were ill.
Yeah.
You were whinging.
I was really ill.
Right, sure.
I couldn't even walk to work, though, that's what I mean.
Did you go to the doctors?
No, I was too ill to get there.
Right.
That's how bad I was.
Did you call a doctor out?
No.
Interesting.
But it's just that, I mean, we were talking about it last night because I was saying to Suzanne, I said, oh, Steve's, you know, he's been living at home all week. She said, oh, is he really?
I like the way he talks about him behind your back as well.
Fine.
And she said, what's up with him?
I'm a lingering geek.
And I said, oh, he's got a sore throat or something.
She went, sore throat?
So she said, well, you don't know how serious it is. Don't be off hand with him tomorrow because, you know, if he's coming in and he's still not right. Because she always sticks up for you.
Yeah.
Right. And she
because
said,
she's
anyway,
got some sense.
She said, and anyway, you're no good when people are ill. I said, hang on, what are you talking about? So apparently, when we first sort of started going out, the first time she was ill, she kind of thought, she saw the real me. Because she was ill in bed and that. And I said, oh, get up.
And, of course you can drink alcohol with these.
And I just was like, you know, you make yourself feel worse if you lie in bed. I said, come on, we need to go shopping. And she said, you go shopping. I said, no, I'm not, because I'm rubbish at shopping for food. Do you know what I mean? I'm all right at getting that night's food, but once it starts, like, you've got a plan.
Sure, yeah, you're dropping the bananas.
I forget all sorts of stuff.
Curse all over the floor.
Yeah. Well, she was like feeling hot on that. She said, I've got a temperature. So we'll come to the supermarket and hang about in the chicken. Frozen chicken section, cool yourself down.
Yeah, sure.
And it made her worse. So now she was like, do you remember that? And I was kind of like,
Who's that hot woman sitting in the chicken fillets? Yeah. That's Carl's girlfriend. Yeah. She's obviously ill again.
Even when I was younger, do you know when I told you that I was picked at school to give old people biscuits?
Right, yes.
Because you had nice hands, wasn't it?
Because I had nice nails, right? Yeah. And then because I went down a storm at that.
Went down a storm at that.
Said,
bravo! Getting back with the Garibaldi is the best I've ever had. Bravo! What do you mean you went down a storm?
Because I'm into biscuits, so...
you knew your stuff!
I was talking to him about...
I'm into biscuits!
Right, so...
Make sure that they finished the first layer before you dipped into the second layer?
No, there's no rules like that. Just
no rules.
What do you want?
What do you fancy? Yeah.
So then, because I was good at that, we were going to like an old people's home where they're a bit iller. Rather than just being old, they were like... ill.
Yeah.
And I said, no, not doing that.
Not going there.
Because they're old people.
Yeah. They didn't want biscuits.
Well, yeah, that's the
they're too old to eat. So,
did you have to dunk them in tea before you fed them to them?
No, it was just like...
You feed them like...
Did you have to chew their food, then stick it down their throat with your face?
Like a little bird?
Yeah.
A little trolley, right? A lad who I didn't really get on with, he had good nails as well, so he was serving the tea.
Yeah.
And I just had a chat and said, oh, do you want a biscuit with that?
Yeah.
What about this one? Do you like bourbons?
Yeah.
Oh, you really did the whole...
So you weren't just... It wasn't like their choice. You offered a selection.
Well, I sort of sold them because the thing is, there's only so many, so you've got to handle the situation well.
Sure.
You don't want too many what in one type, so it's like, well, you've had a bourbon.
Yeah.
What a great life they lead. They probably only pay about 900 quid a week to stay in that particular home.
Yeah.
And they get a free bourbon by a kid with clean nails. Brilliant. Whoop-dee-hoo.
So, anyway, it gets to this, you know, the Thursday night when I'm going out with Suzanne.
Yeah.
And her mum's like sat on the sun lounger outside. So where are we going tonight? I said, no, like I said, it's just us. We're going out, having a bit of time to ourselves. So I could see as the day was getting on, she was realising that she's got a night in. with like her husband, right? She started, her face started to like look miserable.
Sure.
I thought, I'm loving this. So I said, right, I'm going in to go and have a shower, go and get ready for the tonight. It's going to be great.
And winding them up, just wind them up because they can't come, because he said they can't.
Right, so I go upstairs, have a shower and that. I come down and a mum's smiling.
Oh, hang on.
So I'm thinking, hang on a minute, what's going on here? So I went to Suzanne, I said, why's your mum smiling? She's not coming. She said, no, but my dad said he'll take her out now. So in a way, she was happy because she got her own way, which annoyed me.
That annoyed you, sure, because you wanted to...
Like, you don't even want her husband taking her out.
Well, it's just the fact she didn't want to go out. She was happy to stay in and have sausage, egg and chips that they'd found from some shop that sold English food.
Right.
So that's almost like what they do if they're at
home. Sausage, egg and chips.
So she was happy with that if we were staying in and having that. Well, because we were going out, she was fed up.
Right.
So she's smiling. So she's going, yeah, I'm going out now. So I said, well, enjoy yourself. She said, where are you going? I said, well, it doesn't matter, does it? You don't need to know.
Sure.
You're not going to where we're going. Oh, you just don't want us to be in the same restaurant. So yeah, that's right. I said I want a night out on my own with Suzanne. It's our holiday as well.
I don't know. I can talk to
amazing.
You about this.
This is not even his own parents. This is someone else's parents. These are the parents of the woman he loves.
But even Suzanne sort of agreed with me. There's only so much time you can spend with your parents. That's why you leave. That's why when you're ill, you don't go home to them. Yeah?
Sure. Yeah. Because the slight difference between me and you, Carl, is that not everyone in the world annoys me.
Well, not everyone does, just...
I can see what... I felt a bit guilty that week when he said I was annoying him, but I realise it's not my fault now.
No, everyone annoys him.
Yeah.
So, it was an all right holiday. It was good to get back.
Brilliant.
I won't be doing it again.
No. And what now would you say is your relationship with Suzanne's parents? Is it a frosty one?
No, I just think they know that I don't like to put up with them for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, when we were packing, a man was upset because, like, she really liked the place where we were staying, right? Because it was quite a big villa, because there was a few of us. There was a brother as well with us, right?
Yeah.
So a man said, oh, I love it here. She said, I'm definitely going to book this place again. I said, it's a bit big for two of you, isn't it?
Just being sarky, like, we're definitely...
I said, I won't be coming again.
You're like, I don't know what you're like, Carl. You're a monster. You're an absolute monster.
You're one of those people that goes, I says, speakers are fine, I says, and jibbered whap the wibble.
Yeah.
And never the weir will slep.
You're like a middle-aged man. You're like an old man. You're like an old man, and you're what, 30?
I'm just imagining you scraping along in clogs and a flat cap going, oh, that tree's got to come down.
Yeah. Puncturing a kid's ball if he kicks it into your garden by mistake.
Yeah.
Refusing to give it back.
Mm. Yeah. Gather round. Yeah, there were once Chinese kid as airy as that cow, which is weird because there's not many Chinese people that are airy, but this one, I tell you. It were back in 1990.
Granddad, are you eating a Twix?
Appropriate words there. That's the Smiths. And panic. Don't worry about it, Carl. People know that you haven't got a malicious bone in your body. So, They know it's confusion. Don't worry.
No, it did happen. So it's
I know. So, what have you been doing this week, Steve?
Well, I'll tell you what. At the beginning of the week, I was incredibly annoyed by Carl.
Why?
I remember you had a little discussion with Carl a while back saying that you thought he was lazy at times.
Yeah.
And, you know, you had various criticisms of his work.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got a call from him. He said, I should have told you, I had a phone call. Someone said that they were trying to get hold of Steve Merchant to offer him some lucrative voiceover work. Now, you know...
That is money for old rope.
It's money for old rope.
That's about... You're in there for about 20 minutes and it's thousands of pounds.
If there are children listening who are still at school, they should definitely, when the careers guy says, what do you want to do? Try and get voiceover work. Just become a voiceover artist. It's money for old rope.
Yeah.
So I can't believe my luck because, you know, I love money for old rope.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what's the information? He said, oh, I don't know. I deleted the message. It was on his answer and he deleted the message. I said, right, when did the message come? He said, last week. So he took a week to tell me that he had deleted the message.
Why? Just because it wasn't for you?
I mean, I don't know how selfish that is, Carl.
No, what happened is, right, I got back off holiday. I was at home.
Yeah.
So I called up my voicemail, right, because I can do that.
Yeah.
Remote access, right, because I've got to know what's going on at work.
Of course.
Called in, it was still my day off, I was going through the messages.
Yes.
Heard one from some company saying, We're after Steve Merchant.
Yeah.
We want him to do some voiceover work.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. I can't remember the name of it, but
thanks.
I thought, right, I'll remember to tell Steve.
A week later.
It doesn't matter, does it? You still got the message, and they
what message?
Yeah, but voiceovers have to be done in the next couple
of days.
I didn't
get the message. All I got was there was a company, I don't remember the name, and they phoned you the what voiceover. How does that help me? There are hundreds of thousands of media companies.
You didn't take down a number,
you didn't take down a name, nothing.
I was more puzzled why they'd want you to voice anything.
I don't know what. But listen to that voice.
You must be annoyed.
I mean, talk about rubbing salt into the wound.
No, but listen to you.
Oh, God.
I don't know how you think. I don't know how your mind works.
Well, I was thinking there must be a tractor sale on somewhere.
Wait a minute.
The worm has turned.
I don't care if they want me to advertise, you know, the latest designs in pirate fashion wear. I will do a voiceover because it's money for old rope. I don't care what you think of my voice. Someone was interested. They were offering me money. And you decided arbitrarily, oh, they probably wouldn't want it. They probably made a mistake. They wouldn't like the way he talks anyway. I'll delete the message.
No, the thing is, right,
I
get paid to sit here on a Saturday, yeah. Right? Play CDs and that, help out with the show, get you decent prizes. I think I do me bit.
Sure.
Right? It isn't about running your voiceover work.
So hang on. So, Carl, let me just get this right. If someone was ever to phone me, right, trying to get in touch with you to offer you work, you'd want me to just ignore the message. That is what you're saying to me. You'd prefer that I deleted the message, I ignored it altogether. That's what you'd want for me to do. That's what you'd want me to do.
What, someone's calling you for some
someone's phoned me. They say, I'm a friend of a friend. I've got your number, Steve. I would love to use Carl Pilkington for an exciting sex scene.
Well, you've never called me, so has it happened?
I'm saying in the future, if it was to occur, do you want me to just ignore it? Is that what you prefer me to do?
Well, it's not like that, though. I did tell you. I told you the message.
You didn't? What? You told me a week later with none of the information I needed.
Carl, that doctor called last week. That kidney's ready for that little girl that you were doing that sponsored walk for. I forgot to tell you.
Oh.
I hope it's still all right. They keep it on ice, don't they? I think they do.
Selfish, Carl. So selfish. And you've lost us a second.
Beautiful bit of Snoop on XFM, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Kicking it with Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, sweet.
Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. What has happened to Carl? Because Carl, I thought, is this sort of sweet little buffoon, almost childlike in his ways. You know what I mean? Like Charlie Brown after some sort of head injury. And now he's... And now he's coming back like that, having a go, not caring about voiceover work. It's like, because Heat have written about him a couple of weeks, it's like he thinks he's better than you in some way.
I do care, though. You're out of order saying that, right? Because I've sorted you out with tickets for stuff.
He doesn't turn up to.
Carl, I received a phone call. You deleted the message offering me voiceover work. You're as bad as my agent. I'm appalled by it. And I thought we were friends.
At least his agent, when he does it, is losing himself money as well.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got no comeback. You're still sweet. And to have a go is you've got a mank whine, right?
No voice,
like a cartoon Gallagher brother on Coronation Street. I mean, and Steve's. I mean, yes, Steve does sound like a Wurzel, but that doesn't. Do you know what I mean? What about Jethro? Jethro does well. Jethro gets on Des O'Connor anytime he wants.
Just has to phone Des up,
and he's on there.
Straight on.
And he's whining like a Wurzel as well. So, you know, to say that's rubbish.
All right. Apart from that, then, what else have I done? That's wound you up.
Well, that's a good starting point, because you haven't even apologised.
No, it's a shock, because that's the first time I've let you down. And I didn't really let you down, because I passed on the message.
You didn't? Well, we've been through it. You didn't pass on the message. Saying I deleted a message for you is not passing on the message. Yeah. I mean, I just think what's happened is that you've got a little bit of celebrity now from the show. I mean, I've seen you being recognised in pubs and stuff, or people have come up and they said, are you Carl? Because they've seen Ricky. Now, it just seems to me that you are not keeping yourself grounded. You are just, you cannot deal with fame. You've not got the intelligence to cope with the celebrity.
Oh.
And you're just becoming this kind of ego-driven monster.
Now it's getting.
That scares me, Carl. You're not the man I remember.
Look, I put a lot of work into this on Saturday. This isn't even my proper job, right? Mm. Where were you in the week?
Oh, he's got you there.
What?
Where were you in the week? I said, let's meet up. Let's, you know, come up with some new features and that. Where were you?
Carl, you phoned me about an hour before you wanted to meet. That is not what I would call. That's arrogance right there.
That's the way I work.
That's arrogance right there. That's ego right there.
He couldn't go. When I came in, he said, where's Steve? I said, Steve can't make it. I had to tell him why. Steve was staying in to tidy up because his landlady was coming. This he couldn't get over. He could not get over that you couldn't make it because you had to stay in for your landlady. is he talked about it for about the hour when we were working.
What are you talking? I last week I had a bad throat. You wouldn't tolerate
that.
You wouldn't accept
that. When you had a bad throat, where were you? Why couldn't we do any work then? Because you're at home with your mum and your dad.
You were on holiday, weren't you?
Why didn't you get your mum and your dad to clean the flat?
Oh, he's done it again. He's done you again, mate. Play a record.
How has he done me? What? They live in Bristol.
Yeah, the joke's on you. He couldn't get him to clean the flat.
I don't know who's laughing at who then.
Right, listen.
Can we just go back to laughing at Carl?
Okay.
Because I know where we stand there.
Okay, all right.
Do you want to, that's the natural order of things.
I know, yeah.
The world's gone topsy-turvy.
He's stepped out of the pecking order.
Feeder, Buck Rogers, XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Brinkman.
Carl just said to me, he said, what face would you have to me? And I went, what do you mean? He went, well, whose face would you have? And I went, I don't know, a boy's, so the skin would be regenerated. He went, oh, no, I'd be a bit weird. He said, oh, no, someone famous. And I went, I don't know. I went, whose would you have? He went, Barry Sheen.
No, but what I meant was, when I was talking to Suzanne... When I was talking to Suzanne about it, saying, this is amazing, she said, well, whose face would you have?
Right.
Now, it's got to be fairly recent to have the skin fresh, because it can't be too old. Right. So I had a choice of, like, Barry Sheen, or What's-Her-Face, or For Last of the Summer Wine.
Who?
Who's the old woman who just passed away?
Thora Heard.
So that's what I meant. If I could have any face, because she said, well, you could have had Tom Cruise or something. I said, well, he's not dead. She said, no, but you could have had that.
You'll give yourself restrictions in your fantasy. So I look down at your picture. I love the idea that someone getting you a call. Mr. Wilkerton. Hello, it's Dr. Hanrahan. Barry Sheen has just passed away. And you go, oh, dear. Yeah, bad news and good news. Do you want his face or... Do you want his face?
Does Suzanne go out with you, like, for charitable reasons?
I love
is it like you can adopt a boyfriend?
I love the fact that she encourages you.
She was saying about Tom Cruise, and I was like, oh, you know, she said, you know, he's not a bad-looking fella or whatever.
So, well, what she's saying is, Carl, is there any chance you could go and get a different face? Maybe something like Tom Cruise would be good.
Yeah, but then I was saying, right, first of all, he's got to be dead and he's not. But if he was, and you had that done... Would you feel like...
People looking at you on the tube?
Well, no, like, say if the people who made Mission Impossible said, well, we want to do a third one, would I be in my right to say, well, I don't want to do it?
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't mean to be offensive, Carl, but your girlfriend could do a lot better than you. I don't know what you're thinking.
I love the idea. This whole conversation about you in Tom Cruise's face and then get offered a film.
But why does she have conversations like this with you?
It was now on last night. It was now on the telly.
I love it. What should we talk about? What about getting a new face? Oh, dear. That cartoon. If you don't know what Carl looks like, there's a cartoon that was in last week's Heat, isn't it, that I drew. It was on the website. What's it going for now?
I think it's at about £225 at the moment.
And what do they have to do to bid for it?
Just email in and I'll pass it on to the website people.
I know why Heat put it in. It's because the editor, Boyd Hilton, looks a little bit like you, doesn't he?
Sort of my ugly brother.
He's probably listening and he says nice things about you.
Yeah, he can still say nice things, but I bet he knows deep down. You know if you're good looking or not, don't you?
Believe
Come on,
it, Steve.
I mean, what
it's
do you
going,
think?
This is going crazy now, Carl. I don't know. You're just, the insults are flying left, right, and centre. You've got no limits. You've just gone crazy. You've just gone wild. You're swanning around just because you look like Tom Cruise.
I think it's because he's been hanging out with Christian O'Connell.
Yeah.
And they're both thinking, we're...
A couple of media players.
Yeah.
Too big for their boots.
Yeah, not scared. Although he's scared of Christian.
No, he's terrified.
He's scared of Christian in here because he's not allowed to do Monkey News.
No.
Because Christian wants to do it. He's scared of him.
I'm not saying that, right? Christian...
I was looking back over some of the shows, right, before we go to Carl, and I've just done a little excerpt of, you know, a trailer of what we do, what we're about, and I don't know how the panel could overlook this. Play a bit, Carl, please. Shaking her muff, minge and tits around does not make her a hoe, then what does?
These kids at school with big heads.
Carl, what are you talking about?
Shut! Hello, my name is Holy Fuck.
Right, yeah. There's this monkey that was on a train station.
Right.
What if you mean cock to mean penis?
It was me Down syndrome, son.
Oh, chimpanzee, that monkey news.
So we've still got monkey news coming up.
You're an idiot!
You know what I mean?
That's, to me, quality broadcasting.
I don't know how they can say that isn't worthy.
That's what we sent in to the Sony people. They listened to that. How they didn't think that was dynamite stuff. It doesn't make sense. Actually, I've been thinking about this since Thursday, because I've been a little bit down in the dumps.
Yeah.
What I think it is that with the radio, with the TV show, the TV stuff we've done, Rick, we put a lot of work into that. Yeah. We get the script, we got the script, we spend a lot of time on it. What this show is about, it's very much about spontaneity, it's about our personalities, and I don't think we're ever going to win an award for our personalities. I think that's where we're going
wrong.
Do
you know what I think? I think that when we're together, with the auteurs of The Office and, you know, and we're strong on it, and we're just two, we write it, we direct it, yep. You know, we cast it, we even worry about the font and stuff on the, you know, we do everything. Mm. There's a weak link in our midst, I think.
On the radio show?
Yeah.
Right,
I'm
just trying to think what the common factor is, because on the award-winning TV show, well, it's just you and I.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what, can we play a record, and let me think about this, because there must be something...
There's got to be a factor.
...that isn't in The Office that's in this, that means that The Office is award-winning, and this is a pile of shite. Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais with Stephen Merchant. And with us, Carl Pilkington, the third member of this team.
Mm.
Team. Me and you do The Office.
Award winning.
Yeah, and us three do this show.
No awards. Nothing.
Carl, what are your thoughts? What do you think's wrong with the show? Why do you think the panel listened to our show and said that is awful, it's not actually a radio show?
Well, can I just point out, many people may not realise, that last year we won a bronze, so we've actually gone down, we've actually slid off the list entirely.
I know, but I mean, but Carl wasn't really as involved last year.
Well, I remember last year, it was very much you and I.
Yeah, I mean, we just started out on it, so I mean, so you can't really compare. Hold on, though.
Well, interesting.
What do you think, Carl? What do you think the reason
is? Carl?
Any thoughts?
I see what you're getting at, right, but...
You're not stupid.
But... When I put the compilation together, I made sure that it was mainly you two.
Mm.
Mm. So don't be doing that. Don't be playing that game.
So you put the compilation together.
Yeah.
Right. Again.
Ah. Right. Interesting.
Because we weren't involved with that.
We usually do The Office, edit The Office, and everything. We have the final cut on The Office. So you. Oh, I see. So you. Oh, right, no. So you're the producer.
You had your fingers all over it. Interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting. So. Oh well.
So the tape was the smoking gun, and whose fingerprints were on it? Carl Pilkington's.
Yeah, that's interesting. We didn't get a sausage.
Mm.
But you know, do you know what? Seriously, though, you know,
well, I don't mean seriously. It is his fault.
I know, but I mean, it's our fault as well, because we should have known better, right? But
than to employ him. Yeah.
But I actually think it's a slap in the face. Mm. I want to know who the panel was. A lot of Sony are thinking, just adding it out to the same old people. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Every clip they played was a funny phone call. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And so,
Did we send any of our funny phone calls in?
So if anyone cares, I think we should knock this on the head as a protest against Sony. And that's how I've never complained before about Lula, but I mean this one. Don't know what I think. I want someone on the panel. It was entertainment. I want someone on the panel to phone up and say why they think this show is rubbish.
Well, I'll apologise.
Well, I'll not apologise if they stand by. If they tell me why, you know, because you know, listening to that clip there, I can't see anything wrong with that as sort of, you know, daytime radio.
It's interesting. I mean, I don't think our number one fan, Dickie Anderson, Richard Anders, was on the panel, although he here has emailed in. He's got a couple of thoughts as to maybe why we...
What is Dickers doing, man?
Dickers says, commiserations on not winning a Sony. I can't believe you didn't win, naturally. Oh. I mean, apart from your show's obvious lack of quality and effort, having a monkey for a producer, offering the biggest load of tat as competition prizes, saying hairy Chinese kid 48 times every show, rockbusters, not bothering to turn up for weeks on end, only having three listeners, introducing the comedy characters Camp David Harry Fook, which I think he spelt wrong there, Stephen Merchant, I'm not a character. Apart from insulting every race, religion, and sexual orientation, bickering like schoolgirls,
we haven't done everyone
misery.
Yet. We have not insulted everyone yet. There's loads to go.
Despite the fact you generally bring misery into the lives of anyone who listens, I thought you were surefire winners. Better luck next year.
Wow.
I mean, a couple of constructive, you know, criticisms there, but generally, I still can't nail it.
Was he on the panel?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think so. Well, he's a fan, so.
Yeah. Well, no, he's clearly a fan. I mean, he obviously loves the show. Because he's I mean, he has hit the nail on the head.
Oh.
Which.
Yeah.
But, what should we do? Should we give up or should we try harder? That's always my dilemma in life.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, I've always gone for the first one.
Give up?
Yeah, why bother?
Yeah.
If they can't see, just give us the award. Yeah. And then worry about it later and we won't let them down.
Yeah.
Now they've got blood on their hands.
Mm.
We're gonna, yeah. What should we do? Give it a month, couple of months notice?
I think so.
Okay, well, there you go.
I mean, seriously,
I'm not being whacking out. We haven't told Andrew, but
I think we've run our course with this show.
Yeah. So let's, okay, we'll give it a month and it's because the Sonys didn't give us anything. Play record.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, you gotta do a bit longer than that.
No, we haven't. Gotta give a month's notice.
No, you gotta work till about September if you're gonna.
No, we haven't.
Yeah.
No, we give a month notice. Whatever, give the money back somewhere.
Well, you give your money back.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to spend your 80 quid on?
True.
By the way, Red Hot Chili Peppers on XFM 104.9. So, a few more shows.
And then
I hope Sony are happy.
Mm.
They should encourage, you know, we've only been radio, you know, a couple of years.
Exactly. You encourage young talent like you.
Yeah. Instead of giving it to Radio 1 and Radio 2 and...
The old war horses. We just had a quick email. I wonder if you could answer this. It's James from NWL. He says, Ricky, is Carl going to be on this week's show? Please let me know, as I may listen if he's not. sadly, he is here. Oh, I mean, people are already turning against you, Carl, because they've seen what's happened.
Yeah.
I think they've probably realised that we've
sort of indulged
you.
I think we gave him too much. I think we've got a spoiled sort of kid in our hands. It's sort of like, you know... We knew how bad he was, but we were trying to sort of bring him out of his shell a little bit.
Yeah.
You've got to encourage sort of, children like Carl.
Well, yeah, exactly.
To sort of fend for themselves. Mm. I like the fact that Dickie Anderson had that wonderful rant. It was an articulate email. It was quite long, and he must have typed it immediately. I'm thinking, because he's a fan of the show and he thinks I'm a genius, we need a PA.
Sure.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Do you reckon he'd come and work for us?
Well, he can't be any worse than what we've already got.
I know.
You know.
So, there you go then, we're giving up radio. We're gonna concentrate on television. Carl's gonna probably go back to what, just doing your sound.
The thing I won a silver for at the Sonys. Funny that, isn't it?
Oh, you won a silver, did you?
I got a silver, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what was that for?
For doing the proper job that I do here in the week.
Oh, no, it was two of you for a start.
Yeah. Well, there's three of us. Can't even get a bronze. Now, who's the weak link? Right.
Well,
bit weird, isn't it?
Let's not argue. We haven't got many shows to do.
To be fair, though, this show is. I think it's more to do with the fact that you talk on this show that has brought us down.
Right, I haven't said anything hardly today.
No, well, this is an award-winning show potentially.
We'll add this one in for next year.
Oh. If you could just keep shtum, we might have a chance.
All right.
Well, coming up, right?
Carl. Let's put it behind us.
Okay.
Let's draw a line under it.
We had a meeting yesterday. We thought we better. You know, for the last few shows, plan it a little bit.
Mm.
And me and Steve came up with a great idea. We're going to offer Carl money to do stuff.
Yes. That's the quality of the ideas on this.
Yeah. And, I brought some money in, little stuff, because we had him showering with our mate Johnny for £1,000 yesterday.
Yeah, we just got into a discussion and then one of us suggested that how much would it cost us to pay you, Carl, to have a shower with another man?
You're just in a shower, normal shower, you're just washing each other, having, not each other, just yourselves.
You're just having a chat. But it's a regular shower in a regular house. It's not a shower in a swimming pool.
And he went fine. He got £1,000 out of it. He wouldn't do 900. He got £1,000 out of it. But then we said, and we'll have to watch to make sure you do it.
Yeah.
And he went, no, that's weird. So, but what? Why? What's it?
This is what annoys me though, right? The whole idea of, oh, what would you do, right? So I bet you missed out there. When we started this chat saying, oh, I wonder what you do for money. It did start off with, would you rub Dale Winton's neck? Would you give Dale Winton a massage for 20 quid?
No, but you have to say no, 500. We're trying to find out what your price is. What price, Carl, is the name of the show. He's got a bit of a knot. He's stressed. He's been doing supermarket sweep and he's furious. One of the contestants was answering back, calling him names. And he's got all knots in his neck. You just put your, just give him a little bit of a, you know, 5 minutes.
A little neck massage.
How much would you do that for?
He's naked and it's just a little neck massage.
There's nothing going on. It's like,
see, there you
you're
go.
Naked as well, naked. But it's just the two of you naked at giving him a little massage.
No, seriously. Would you give him, okay, would you give me a foot massage?
For how much?
Well, that's your price.
And what are the rules, though? Can I wear gloves?
No. Just, you know. Let's start off simple. Would you take off my shoes and socks?
I'd do it for, like, 50 quid.
£20 to take off one shoe and one sock, but like you mean it. You just take the shoe off, you go, and as you're pulling down my sock, you pull the sock down slowly, you look me in the eyes and go, what lovely ankles.
Seriously, how much? What price?
20 quid a foot.
20 quid a foot.
That's gotta be worth it.
So 20 quid, you will take off my, we'll put on some soft music. Right?
I don't need it today. That's what I was saying to you yesterday.
You always
do. You know what I mean? No, you don't. At the moment, I'm quite happy.
Give it to a homeless person. Give it to a charity.
Get him in here.
Well, are you still going to shower with Johnny for £1,000?
Not now, because you said, and me and Steve are just going to stand in the corner and watch.
Well, we've got to make sure you do it. You might go in there and just, like, wet your hair and come out, pay Johnny 500 quid and go, yeah, we had a shower. How will we know?
Sorry, I'm quite interested about the shoe and sock.
I'm back to the shower. You just have to wash yourselves. We have to inspect that it's really clean, because we want you to wash certain parts really.
Right, well, why have you both got to be in there, then?
Well, no, just one of us. Can we just take, I mean, yeah. Or can Steve film it?
as evidence. Just as evidence.
Or we leave, I tell you what, we leave the DV camera in there. We neither of us to be in there, then we can just watch the video.
Yeah. Are you a couple of benders?
No.
Play
a record. No. But can we discuss further the taking of the shoe and the sock? Because I think there's £20. I'm willing to pay £20 to see that.
Peace Trained. Isn't that brilliant? Cat Stevens. Now, well, I've sort of enjoyed the last sort of, you know, hour or so after the disappointment of the Sonys. I think we are going to give up, to be honest. Do another week and then shoot off.
Yeah, knock on the head.
Okay. We are doing it for a laugh anyway, but
if they're not going to reward us for that, then
do you know what I mean?
It's not really worth it.
But I'll tell you what could. But what about this, Carl? Can you find out who was on the panel? Can you?
But what difference does it make?
Well, I want you to phone them up and I want to tell them why they didn't think our show was.
Yeah, let them explain themselves.
Just explain themselves. They've got to stand by their convictions. Find them all, track them down. There's probably about 300.
What do you expect? Then I want to tell the truth. No, you're right. The monkey knew should have. You know, done the job for you.
I don't want to sit in a room and hide. I want the three people on the panel, I'll find them out, to say, we didn't vote for you because we thought it was shoddy, amateurish, annoying, there was too much swearing. I'll go, fair enough, well done, mate. You. We didn't vote for you because Carl's voice is an irritant. Okay? Okay? Well done, mate. You're alright. We didn't vote for you because, Gervais, you're a fat, useless git who understands nothing about broadcasting.
And you might know something.
Yeah. And I'll go, right, I'm not so happy with that, but at least you told the truth.
Yeah.
But get them on the phone. Find out from Andrew.
I know, none of them have mentioned me, which is good.
I know, yeah.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. They probably all love Steve.
Mm. No one likes to pick on an invalid. Well, do you know what I mean?
We got a player request here for, what's her name, who's, don't leave it, see, Sonia, who's 18 today. We couldn't find William. It was really nothing worth Smith because, whoever is in charge of the library, I mean, they probably won an award for it, but, you know, she didn't ask for four non-blondes, so I found There Is A Light by the Smiths. So, a week to go.
Mott the Hoople, Roll Away the Stone. Classic little ditty on XFM 104.9. Right?
Play the jingle.
Oh, is it? Brilliant.
Oh, chimpanzee that! Monkey news, extra.
Well, is there monkey news?
I tell you what, I've been having a bit of a problem this week.
Why?
It's just been a struggle. Normally, I can come into work on a Monday and there'll be something that's happened over the Saturday, over the Sunday night, do you know what I mean? Over the weekend, the monkeys have done something. Been very quiet. I thought, I'll be all right. Let's see how the week goes on. I don't know if they've caught on to the fact that we're giving this coverage now.
Mm.
Or I don't understand. Normally, people are emailing me stuff all the time about monkeys. Been very quiet week. Been checking. I was looking in books last night and stuff.
Is there any monkey news?
I've got some, but just because it's not that good, something else I found out that I thought I'd share with you.
Go on.
I was looking in the Guinness Book of Records, right, because I thought they'll have something in there about monkeys or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little monkey, I think it lives in Asia, right? There's loads of them live in Asia.
Might just be travelling, but yeah.
And something they found out, I don't know if they've got it right, and that's why I want to bring it up. Apparently, it's the mammal, right, that's got sort of the pointiest eyes. Eyes that pop out of their head. Steve. Now, the thing is, right, I thought that's interesting.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's the biggest with the sort of goggle eye type thing.
Right, yeah, go on.
Apparently, they come out of their head 1.6
centimetres. 1.6
centimetres?
What, you mean they protrude?
Yeah, they protrude from the head at 1.6.
Okay.
What? How long?
Have you got a ruler, Rick? 1.6.
He's having a go.
I'd say I'd be a little bit annoyed if the monkeys beat me.
Well, I don't think it has.
That's what I'm hoping.
Is there anything we can... I mean, what's 1.6? Oh, can you...
It's about...
Drop your trousers.
It's, about 3/4 inch.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Have they got it right, or what?
Maybe I should come down to Monkey World with you next week.
So anyway, so that's not the monkey news, that's just something that cropped up and...
Sure.
I do know once, when we were playing pool in the office, I think Lucy was your partner.
Yeah.
It was me and Ash versus you and Lucy, and you were having trouble because his glasses kept slipping down, so Lucy pushed his glasses up, his nose, but the glasses touched his eye. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He started it.
Well, you're the one who joined in.
No, I know, and I feel bad now.
Yeah.
He makes me nervous when he goes, yeah. It's not play a record.
No, I'm just trying to think about which part of your fat, middle-aged physique I can pick on.
The tits would be a good
start. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the belly.
Sure.
Oh, what do you think of that?
Oh, that's, what is that?
Play a record.
That worked, didn't it? See, panic over. Calm now. You are on holiday soon, aren't you?
Yeah.
You got to go off early.
Well, about...
How many holidays have you had? Because I only ever have time off when I'm working, like doing another job, like, you know, filming or something. But you seem to have a lot of holidays, just like, and you were sick as well. You were just like, because you had wet trousers, which is a little bit... Do you not care about the job? I mean, I've got to ask, because, you know what I mean? If I was in charge, I'd worry about your motivation or... Because we... Yesterday, we were trying to work out what you enjoyed doing, and we got to, Manchester United and moaning. And that is the two we came up with.
I don't know where you get the moaning thing
You're
from.
Always whinging.
About what?
Everything.
When? When did I last have a moan?
Just before we came on air.
Right, and why was that?
I don't know, I can't remember. Because we were in good mood, me and Rick.
I'll tell you why.
Go on.
Because you brought a song in at 10 to 1.
Yeah.
With a load of effing and jeffing in it,
yeah.
And saying, can you edit this?
Yeah. But that's your job.
You could have brought it in yesterday.
No, I couldn't.
Why not?
I hadn't thought of it.
Hmm.
But why are you whinging? That's your job. And I didn't come in 10 minutes before, it was a good 20 minutes before. It just took you ages because you were whinging and moaning to even get started.
I'm not being dragged into this.
You are always-
I'm on my holiday now.
Well, not yet. No, you're not on yet. You're still working.
Well, that's what's funny. This isn't even work, right? And yet it should be. Compared to what I do in the week, this is a doddle.
Well, it's because you're not putting any effort in, clearly.
I mean, I know what Steve's like. He is tight, right? He is. And you know that, don't you, Steve?
Financially,
I
mean, you mean?
Well, no, I mean, just the way you are, you're very sure. Sort of, you know, you're not wasteful with your money.
I'm careful. No, I'm not wasteful. Absolutely right.
No, but to the extreme.
Not towards the extreme.
No.
Look come after on, the pennies, the pounds will take care of themselves. All right? Simple to remember. Good advice.
Yeah,
all right?
But the thing is, right, I know that I took the mickey out of you for, like, you know, the way you look and stuff.
Sure. Right? Well, I'm right back at you.
But the thing is, you can't help that.
Absolutely.
But I'll tell you something that women don't like.
Sure.
And it's fellas who are tight with the money.
Sure. I'm not frugal with money with ladies. I'm frugal with money with you.
Well,
I've got no reason to splash money out on you.
I've never seen you splash money out.
Well, you've never been out with me.
Have you ever, Steve, splashed out on a lady?
No, but I hope to one day. The right lady.
Play a record.